with some drivers already eliminated because of the many spins and slides that have taken place. This is the main straightaway at the Trenton International Speedway, and I'm Chris Economaki, who will be bringing you the color and excitement of this 150-mile race. The winner of this event last year was Roger Ward, a two-time Indianapolis winner, who is with us today to help us bring the color and excitement of this national championship event. Roger, what can we look for?
Well, Chris, we should have a very exciting race. We've got lots of different kinds of automobiles, about five different kinds of engines, so it should be a very exciting race. The boys will be trying the things that they've been working on all winter.
And it's the last race before the Indianapolis 500, a shakedown. And it'll be starting momentarily. As mentioned earlier, time trials have been a problem, and we caught some of the troublesome action. Here was Bobby Unser, a many-time Pikes Peak winner, in his rear-engine Ford Rizlone Special. Bobby is one of the top drivers here, shooting for a starting berth in the 150-miler. And there the back end of the car dances to the right, then to the left in a full spin, and he kisses the guardrail with the left rear wheel. He unbuckles his shoulder harness, a disgusted driver here, but the car not damaged. Norm Brown slides, coming out of turn two in car 49. Roger, he's a promising rookie, isn't he?
Yes, he certainly is, Chris. There must be a slick spot there because it seems like everybody's having trouble right there. But this boy has had a lot of fast laps in practice, and maybe he's just trying too hard.
Well, it's his first big opportunity. He's a super modified driver from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and this is his first big ride, the Weinberger Home Special. And down at turn one, he loses control again, touches the fence, and shears the nose off of number 49, ending that car's competition for the day. So rookie Norm Brown will have to wait a while before making his big league debut. Racing as a teammate to A.J. Foyt today is Joe Leonard, a former motorcycle champion from San Jose, California. He pulls out of the pits and accelerates car number 82, a rear-engine Ford, onto the raceway. He heads over towards the backstretch. Suddenly, the engine starts to over-rev. He spins and just misses the guardrail. We'll be back. More action from the Trenton 150 in just a moment.
Just like me, water active. See? Mixes with water. No greasy buildup here or on your hair. Just wet combing cleans away dirt and dandruff.
Most natural hair you've ever seen. Hair holds natural cause it combs clean. Hair, groom and clean.
Join the swing to groom and clean.
And here's one of the drivers the wind didn't bother. The two-time national champion and car number one, Mario Andretti. Andretti is a big favorite here at Trenton because he lives close by in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, and a large portion of the crowd of over 20,000 is rooting for him. He had a bad start in the championship year at Phoenix, Arizona in the first race, smashing up this car and another one. Mechanics worked furiously for 2 weeks to get this one ready for the race today. Roger, what's new about the car?
Well, actually, Chris, I think they've made several minor changes, but the one big change that you can see are those spoilers that are on the front of the automobile. This is, of course, supposed to help the automobile be more stable down the straightaway.
Mario really turned it on his first qualifying lap, stopping the clock in 30.927 seconds for a new track record of 116.403 miles an hour, breaking his own track record that he set here last year. So Andretti established himself as the favorite in the 150-mile race today by winning the pole position. Now, let's get a word from one of the drivers about the troubles they've been experiencing on the track. Gordon Johncock of Hastings, Michigan, one of the top drivers, entered the race. Gordon, there seems to be a lot of trouble on the track during time trials. Is there any special reason for that?
Oh, I think the wind has a lot to do with it here today. Coming out of number two over there, boy, it pushes you right up against the fence over there.
Is this going to be a problem when the race gets underway?
Well, I don't think it'll be so much the first part of the race because we'll be loaded down pretty heavy with fuel. But as the race progresses along and the track gets oily and get light on fuel, I think it will, yeah.
Roger, here we have the engines we're seeing in action today.
Well, Chris, this is the latest version of Ford's double overhead cam engine. It puts out something in the neighborhood of 525 horsepower, and of course, this is powering the car that Jim McElreath will drive in this race. And this is the turbocharged Offey in the car number 25 that Lloyd Ruby will drive. You can see the water catch tank, as we call it, back there. And then, of course, this is the turbocharger. Now, this is a supercharger that is driven by the exhaust. As you can see, the exhaust is coming back there. And you don't lose any horsepower, which makes it a very, very efficient engine. Moving up towards the cockpit, where Lloyd will have to do his work, you can see just three instruments. That would be the tachometer, oil pressure, and water temperature. Those are the things that the driver has to watch. Kind of a close squeeze there, getting a driver in and out. This is car number 96, and this is the only Chevrolet-powered race car that'll be in the race today. This is a 305 cubic inch rocker arm Chevrolet, and it performs very well, putting out something around 450 horsepower. And this is a normally aspirated four-cylinder Offenhauser powering one of the older dirt machines.
And that's our driver of this machine, Larry Dixon of Marietta, Ohio, making his way in an upright dirt car for the race here this afternoon. Not too many of this type of car in the race. Here's Jim McElreath of Texas, a second-ranking driver in the championship standings last year. And Roger McCluskey of Tucson, Arizona, driving a Dan Gurney-built Eagle today. He looks intent on his car. And Lloyd Ruby, winner of the opening race at Phoenix, Arizona, and leader in the point standings going into the Trenton 150. And the only foreigner in the field, Lucien Bianchi of Belgium, a friend of Mario Andretti's, making his first oval track start. Here's car number 84, a car that many fans have come to watch drive because the man behind the wheel has won the Indianapolis race twice and the national championship four times. It's A.J. Foyt of Houston, Texas. Foyt, a seven-time winner here at Trenton, has been on a tough luck streak and hasn't won a race in a year and a half. And the big crowd here would like to see him take the flag today. We'll be back for the start of the Trenton 150.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
And promoter Sam Nunes gives the command to start up. For the next time the drivers hear these words, they'll be at Indianapolis. Mario Andretti, with a new track record in car number one, has the pole, flanked by Lloyd Ruby in car 25. Art Pollard, car 16, a supercharged Offey. Jim McElreath in car 2 of Ford make up the second row. Then we have Bud Tinglestad in car 10 and Oppenhauser. Al Unser in car number 5. A.J. Foyt in 84. Gordon Johncock in car 3. And the Belgian, Lucien Bianchi in car 27, all in Fords. Mel Kenyon, car 46, is an Oppenhauser. Joe Leonard in car number 82, a Ford. Bob Hartke in car 57, an Oppenhauser. Roger McCluskey in car 12, starting 13th, a Ford. We hope he's not superstitious. Other drivers in the field, Bobby Unser, Larry Dixon, Greg Weld, Ronnie Duman, Ralph Ligori, Bob Tattersall, Gig Stevens, and Arnie Knepper. 21 cars in all for this 150-mile national championship race. Come off the fourth turn, starter Nick Fenaro has the green flag out, and we wait for the dramatic moment. And they're off. Down into the first turn. Mario Andretti races Lloyd Ruby. Ruby goes high. Andretti grabs the lead. And then Ruby cuts down to protect second place as Andretti mashes the throttle to the floor, heads down the back straightaway as some of our tree-mounted spectators get a free look. Andretti cuts the corner close in turn three, keeps it close in four, and then lets the car drift wide coming into the main straightaway as the field sorts itself out as this long race gets underway. Roger, what's the strategy in a race like this?
Well, Chris, in a race like this, there won't be any pit stops, or at least there shouldn't be, and it's simply a matter of the driver going as fast as he can all day and hoping that the car finishes.
Well, Andretti, steady. Billy streaking out in front in the number one car. The fight for second place between Ruby in car 25 and Pollard in number 16. Both are Oppenhauser-powered cars, but Ruby's 25 has a turbocharger on it, while Pollard's number 16 is equipped with a supercharger. The difference, we'll see how it comes out, because many drivers are undecided as to which unit to adapt their cars for Indianapolis. Here is Andretti now, coming down the back straightaway. Here's that turbocharger leading the supercharger. Before the race, we talked to Ruby about his turbocharger.
Well, I'm pretty happy with it because it did run good at Phoenix, and it's not running too bad right now. Qualifying, most of them with a Ford. I know when I have a Ford, I put a lot of nitro in it, and with a turbo, we're running straight octane, same as we'll be in a race. So I think when the race starts, we'll be a little bit more equal, I hope.
So Andretti, number one, in number one position, with Ruby hanging on to the number two spot, under pressure from Pollard and Jim McElroy, the field close behind. Down into the first turn, with Andretti not pulling too far away as those two Oppenhausers hang close by in second and third place. Pollard right behind Ruby now, going down that long back straightaway. Pollard from Medford, Oregon, is a comparative newcomer to championship racing, having arrived on the scene last year and made quite an impression on the veterans. He's driven some great races, and there's a lot of promise for this boy, the man handling car number 16 now. Ruby's an old veteran. In addition to championship car racing, he won the Sebring and Daytona endurance sports car races last year. But Andretti now starts to pull away in car number one.
Chris, A.J. Foyt has made a pretty big move and is gaining a few spots.
There's Pollard in car number 16, racing Ruby into the turn three and gets by for second position. We've got a lot of shuffling behind Andretti here. Pollard is now the number two driver. Ruby is third. Andretti is the leader. And we'll be back with more action from the Trenton 150 in a moment. And Mario Andretti in car number one. The Dean Ford sets a blistering pace here in the early laps of the Trenton 150. In second place, Art Pollard, car number 16. Lloyd Ruby, number 25, is third. And Jim McElroy, fourth, in car number two. That's McElroy, the neighboring Texan, putting the pressure on Ruby now for third place. And heavy traffic down the back straightaway. Bud Tinglestad, Gordon Johncock, and a host of others. And the fight for third place there with Ruby and McElroy. Roger, there's no one groove on this racetrack, is there?
No, there certainly isn't, Chris. However, when the cars do get to the turn, they almost have to fall in line, but down the straightaway, they do a lot of moving around.
Really shuffling going on behind leader Mario Andretti, with Lloyd Ruby feeling the forward pressure put on by big Jim McElroy, who incidentally stays in shape when he's not racing, by carrying Todd on a bricklaying job. There's McElroy trying to get underneath Ruby.
And that car immediately behind them is A.J. Foyt. He has moved right up into contention, and he could go into third spot almost any time now.
Foyt started seventh and is really coming on, and the crowd loves this.
McElroy has gotten by Ruby.
And that puts McElroy now in third place behind Pollard. Ruby has dropped to fourth. And Foyt now is putting the pressure on Ruby on the back switch, and Foyt moves by Ruby. And Ruby apparently is having some trouble with that number 25 car. And A.J. Foyt, driving like the champion of old, now sets out after Jim McElroy in car number two. And they're both closing on the leaders. Andretti, incidentally, we've just gotten the time in, turned the first 10 laps at a record speed of 111.111 miles per hour.
And A.J. Foyt has just passed Jim McElroy to go into third position. He is really closing on the leaders.
They're really hustling out here at the Trenton Speedway, and Foyt, in an older car, too, is doing a remarkable job on this one-mile asphalt speedway. There he is. Foyt's colors this year, a bright orange-red, a radical departure from the white cars he's always been seated in. And there's Andretti, putting a lap on some slower cars, coming up on number 22, Larry Dixon in the old dirt car, the high car there. You can see the difference in the style. And Ruby, apparently suffering mechanical troubles, is in the pits with car number 25. Here's Ingersoll in car 52, a dirt car being overhauled by Bobby Unser. Al Unser in car number 5, one of the two brothers in the event. Al Unser, one of the great young drivers, talked to us before the race about slipstreaming here at the Trenton Speedway and whether or not is it a factor.
Not on the mile tracks. It doesn't help you near as much as, like, if it does at the Speedway. Now, at the Speedway, we do draft one another going down the long straightaways, and it does make a difference. You can pick up 2 or 3 miles an hour by drafting somebody.
Are there any tricks that you've got to know here that can help you get by another fellow?
Well, getting the fella set up off the turns. When you come off the turn is basically the idea of getting around somebody. Everybody is so closely horsepowered anymore that there's a few of us or a few cars that have more horsepower than the others. But actually, when you come off the turns, you have to set a guy up. It takes a pretty good trick to get the hang of it and to get your car working so you can do it.
Al Unser, one of the up-and-coming young drivers on the USAC Championship Trail. There's some great events coming up in the next few weeks, all in color on ABC's Wide World of Sport. The World Invitational High Diving Championship from Las Vegas. The Grand Prix of Monaco from Monte Carlo. The Masters Surfing Championships from Redondo Beach, California. And the National AAU Men's Outdoor Track and Field Championships from Bakersfield, California. Next week, an interesting event, live and in color, you'll be hearing about later on in the program from Jim McKay. That's Gordon Johncock at car number 3 in the pits. Roger, what happened to Lloyd Ruby?
Well, apparently he had to retire because of a fuel line that broke. They had apparently raised the fuel pressure and caused that line to break.
And there's Al Unser battling Roger McCluskey, just as he spoke of, on that long straightaway. Roger, an experienced veteran, 2-time national sprint car champion, having problems getting by this youngster from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mario Andretti still setting a blistering pace in this Trenton 150. His average speed at the end of 20 miles, 110.599 miles an hour.
It's been a very competitive race so far, Chris. There are lots of races throughout the field, and of course, Roger's done a great job because he's moved all the way from 13th position and is now racing, I believe, for 5th.
Down in that corner, Bob Harkey, car number 57, is the slower machine. They're both trying to find a way around the quick way. Perhaps one on the outside, one on the inside. Let's watch and see. But they both try for the outside, and McCluskey makes the pass good and gets by Al Unser. So Roger McCluskey has moved up now. So the Trenton 150 continues, and we'll be back in a moment with more action. A.J. Foyt, car number 84, one of racing's all-time greats, moved by Art Pollard to car number 16 and has taken second place behind leader Mario Andretti in the number 1 car, who set a blistering pace right from the outset. A.J. Foyt is in an older car, and we talked to him before the race if he felt he was handicapped.
Well, it could be. I think every year you improve the cars. We have tried to update these cars as much as possible without completely building a new one. We did construct 2 new cars, which we will have for Indianapolis, which are the new cars that we built ourselves in Texas, and I really feel there'll be a lot faster cars than these.
Well, that's the old Lotus that A.J. Foyt rebuilt himself, now in second place, and the crowd here at the Trenton Speedway is eating it up. He's a big favorite here in New Jersey. Mario Andretti continues to lead. We'll be back for more of the Trenton 150, but right now, let's return to the World All-Around Pocket Billiard Championship in the 9-ball competition. Joe Balsas leads Ed Kelly 9-7 as we go to Keith Jackson in Johnson City, Illinois. Is still Mario Andretti, car number 1, with A.J. Foyt in second place, both in rear-engine Fords, with Art Pollard in a supercharged Offie third. This is Chris Economaki, along with Roger Ward, with a race nearing the midpoint. And Mario Andretti still burning up that racetrack, and his speed at 30 miles, 110.284, and A.J. Foyt right now coming to the line exactly 6 seconds behind. It's a close race, eh, Roger?
Well, it certainly is, but it appears as though every time A.J. closes a little bit. Mario is able to open it up a little bit. It's been kind of a seesaw battle to this point.
In third place behind Andretti and Foyt is Pollard in 16. Roger McCluskey is fourth and Conover 12. And Foyt's teammate, Joe Leonard, in Conover 82, has moved up to fifth place and is now challenging McCluskey for fourth. We've seen action in for every position behind the leader since this race got underway. Heavy traffic coming off of the number two turn and down that long back straightaway. It's really a fast ride down there with Conover 82, Joe Leonard, the ex-motorcycle champion, putting the pressure on national sprint car champion Roger McCluskey in traffic.
It's a very close race, Chris, and these are two great drivers, so you never know how it's going to come out.
Traffic plays an important part, and we'll be back for more action of the Trenton 150. Art Pollard in Conover 16, the supercharged offie, now lies third behind leader Mario Andretti and second place A.J. Foyt, cars 1 and 84. But Pollard has company now in the person of national sprint car champion Roger McCluskey in Conover 12, a Dan Gurney-built Eagle powered by a Ford engine. And McCluskey's busy working on Art Pollard. Roger, what about fatigue? We expect to see fatigue develop this early in the race.
Well, normally it wouldn't be a factor. However, this is very early in the season, and perhaps the driver isn't quite in shape yet, and he could be getting tired.
Well, there's McCluskey really putting the pressure on Pollard. He wants that number three spot, and he gets it. Going into turn three, forcing Pollard high, and Joe Leonard, car number 82, one of the Foyt team cars, is right there waiting to find room two. So Mr. Pollard is sandwiched in between two fast drivers on the main straightaway. McCluskey is now third behind Andretti and Foyt. Pollard is fourth, and Joe Leonard is now fifth, going high in turn two. It's been an exciting race. The competition behind Andretti has been hard fought throughout the afternoon. And now, Leonard, in number 82, down at back straightaway, tries Pollard on the inside and makes the pass very clean, going into turn three. These drivers have got a lot of respect for one another, inches apart. And now, Leonard and McCluskey have both passed Pollard in a very short span of time. Roger McCluskey from Arizona started racing in the Roadsters and has moved up to become one of the nation's top drivers and has high hopes for Indianapolis coming up soon. Now, Leonard is taking on McCluskey, and we've got a good duel here for that number three position.
Actually, Joe Leonard has been trying to pass McCluskey for quite a while, but so far he hasn't met with too much success.
Jim McElreath in car number two and Al Utz in car number five have dropped back considerably in the race. Joe Leonard, as a driving for A.J. Foyt, had a pre-race spin, and we talked to him after that about the track conditions.
Well, the track isn't too bad, Chris, but this wind is going to be definitely a disadvantage the rest of the afternoon. You get gusts on the backstretch here, 40, 50 mile an hour, and the car wants to shake around quite a bit at you.
Where on the track is the wind the most trouble?
Coming off of two and entering into three.
Well, we hope you have the wind dies down and you have a good afternoon from here on in.
Thank you very much, Chris.
And Roger McCluskey challenged by Joe Leonard, car number 82. The year of the Olympics is coming on ABC. In February 1968, the 10th Winter Olympic Games will be brought to you from Grenoble, France, by satellite. And in October, ABC Sports will telecast the 19th Summer Olympics, live and in color from Mexico City, Mexico. Well, Mario Andretti in car number one continues to lead with A.J. Foyt in number 84 second. Roger McCluskey, car number 12, is third. Joe Leonard in number 82, fourth. And Art Pollard is now fifth in car number 16. Andretti's speed is really tremendous out here on this track. He set a new record for 80 miles of 110.471 miles per hour, and the race has had some retirements. Lloyd Ruby, of course, is out with his turbocharger hose blown off. Gordon Shancock out with a broken half shaft. Ronnie Duman and Bud Tinglestad out of the competition with blown engines, and they are down the back straightaway. Joe Leonard finally polishes off Roger McCluskey. And the Belgian, Lucien Bianchi's car, is out of the race with an overheating problem. McCluskey's not giving up, though. He's hanging right on the tail end of Leonard's number 82. Down into the number one corner, and the race continues with competition fierce for the positions behind leader Mario Andretti. We'll be back with more action from the Trenton 150 in a moment. Place A.J. Foyt in car number 84 is in trouble and in the pits. What the trouble is, we don't know. The crew is working on the right front corner of the car. Which thing in the car means he wants to get back in the action just as soon as possible. A tough break, eh, Roger?
Well, it certainly is. They're changing the right front tire, but I know exactly how A.J. feels. He's driven a great race and certainly wants to get back out there.
Well, there he goes, back into the action. And what this has done is move his teammate, Joe Leonard, in car number 82, into second place behind leader Mario Andretti. And Roger McCluskey in car number 12 has moved to third now, and it's a close battle for second place between these two. There they are, Joe Leonard in the number 82 car, and McCluskey right behind as they move into traffic on the main straightaway. Leonard's car is one of the A.J. Foyt rebuilt Lotuses, while McCluskey's car is a Dan Gurney-built Eagle, both using Ford power.
Actually, Chris, the car that they're now coming up the lap is Bobby Unser, and he's moved into the top six. So you can see how fast these boys are really going.
They start the lap cars getting within the first turn. They are really moving on the racetrack. And Andretti, of course, has been clicking off track records every 10 laps since the race got underway. And here's Foyt back in the pits again. A second stop. A tough break for a great driver.
Looks as though he's going to get out of the automobile. I guess he's all through for the day. Certainly a tough break for A.J. Foyt.
And here's the word on what the trouble is. It's a suspension problem. The right front suspension on the car is giving trouble. And McCluskey now challenges for second. Pulls alongside of Leonard, but no. That's a bit of a brassy move, wasn't it, Roger?
Well, it was a little close there. As a matter of fact, I thought McCluskey had him nailed.
Here's Mario Andretti, the leader. Mario wrecked his car at Phoenix, and before the race, we asked him how it was performing.
Well, real well. As you can see, we only had a few miles on it. It's a brand new car, and if nothing else, I just hope we have a good day for the mechanic's sake, because those poor fellas, they just work day in, day out to get it ready for this race.
And Andretti continues to set a blistering pace in that very low-slung Dean Van Line special, number one. Clint Brawner, the mechanic, and Jim McGee, the engine man on the car, standing by in the pits, doing a great job. We'll be back with more action of the Trenton 150. But now, let's go back to Keith Jackson in Johnson City, Illinois, for the World All-Around Pocket Billiard Championship. And Mario Andretti, who has set a record-shattering pace right from the outset, continues to lead the Trenton 150. At the last 10-lap standard, his speed was 110.398 miles an hour, cruising along substantially in the lead. This is Chris Economaki with Roger Ward back at the Trenton Speedway with his 150-mile race nearing completion. Joe Leonard in car number 82 holds second place now. A.J. Foyt's teammate with Roger McCluskey in car 12, third. Here's Leonard lapping some of the slower cars.
It's certainly been a very competitive race up to now, Chris. And, of course, Roger McCluskey still hasn't given up on Joe Leonard, but he's a little ways back.
There's fourth place driver Art Pollard in car number 16, the supercharged Oppenhauser. Art, a big fellow from Medford, Oregon, goes by Mel Kenyon on the back straightaway. And the Unser brothers, Al and Bobby, Bobby there, number six, are riding in fifth and sixth positions in the contest now. Uh-oh. And
there's Joe
though...
Leonard. He slowed down up there in turn four.
Boy, the Foyt crew has had a tough break today. Here's the second of the Foyt cars headed for the pits. And this is a bad one because he's coasting in, which means he's going to be out of it. A.J. dropped out a bit earlier with suspension problems. Here, Leonard in second place. Foyt, one of the first men to him. Mario Andretti continues to move smoothly, effortlessly out on the one-mile track. Look at that oil on the windshield, Roger. What's that from?
Well, of course, that's oil that came from several race cars that have been spilling oil. And it's very difficult to see through a windshield like that, believe me.
There's A.J. Foyt playing the role of car owner now to the left of the car, pushing it away. And here is Art Pollard in car number 16 coming in, pointing to the left side of the car. And apparently he's out of fuel with that supercharged Oppenhauser. Art Pollard, how about these top drivers coming into the pits now? First, second place Leonard, or first, second place Foyt, then second place Leonard, and now fourth place Pollard coming in. This puts McCluskey in second now, and Al Unser and Carnival 5 in third place. Mario Andretti, Carnival 1, on the timer for this one-mile track. Remember, he set a one-lap record in qualifying to win the pole position. We're seeing just how fast he's going now, whether he has slowed his pace at all, having such a big lead in the event. A little bit of traffic, that'll cost him a tick of the watch. Under the starter's flag, stopping the clock at 32.9, and on the speed chart, that reads 109.391 miles an hour. And our Fowler is hot, he's out of gas, and it's not available in the pits. We'll be back with more action of the Trenton 150 in a moment. Back at Trenton for the final moments of the race, starter Nick Fenoro has just signaled the drivers that only two laps remain in this 150-mile contest, led from the outset by Mario Andretti in car number one. Roger McCluskey, number 12, is second. Al Unser in car 5, who was third, has gone out with a blown engine, putting his brother Bobby in car number 6 in the third place. Roger, how many cars are out there?
Well, Chris, as Mario comes down for the white flag, there are only 9 cars left. However, the wind that we thought could cause many accidents hasn't been too much of a factor.
The drivers learned their lessons well in qualifying. 9 out of 21. It's Andretti, McCluskey, and Bobby Unser. In fourth place is Jim McElreath in car number 2. And fifth belongs to Mel Kenyon in car number 46. And as Andretti heads for the checkered flag, it looks as though that's the way they're going to finish. The management has announced the prize money as $39,655 today, and Andretti will get a big slice of that for sure. And the race is his. So Mario Andretti, after a wreck at Phoenix, comes back 2 weeks later to score an important victory here at Trenton, New Jersey. Second again, going to Roger McCluskey. Bobby Unser is third, Jim McElreath fourth, and Mel Kenyon fifth in this exciting 150-mile speed contest. What about the championship battle, Roger?
Well, of course, this puts Mario back in the race, but the leader at the moment, based on his 2 second-place finishes, would be Roger McCluskey. And then Mario Andretti and Lloyd Ruby are tied for second.
Well, the fans certainly liked it. The big banners for Go-Go Mario are out there, and here he comes, heading toward us now, in victory lane, with the number 1 car, a beautifully prepared, meticulously turned-out racing automobile of the first order. Just 2 weeks ago, this car was a wreck. It's been completely rebuilt. And the fans are coming this way in victory lane. They want to take a good look at their Mario, the winner. Clint Brawner, his car builder and chief mechanic in the white hat alongside. And it's a happy group with Mario's name on the scoreboard. And here he is, the winner of the Trenton 150. Daytona 500, Sebring, and now Trenton. Congratulations, Mario.
Thank you, Chris. It's a very happy day for me. Biggest satisfaction today has to be the winner for my mechanics because they worked so hard on this car. It's a brand new car, and we never had to put a wrench to it. This is after the Phoenix accident, so it was very rewarding.
Mario, I see quite a bit of oil on the windshield. Did you have any trouble at all?
Well, this is more or less normal, I think, in a race of this length, to pick up oil from the car that you're coming up to, lap and so forth.
And next, the big one at Indianapolis, right?
Well, yes, I'm really looking forward to it. And as I said, the way the car performed today, it just gives me a little added confidence for Indianapolis.
Well, fine. Lots of luck to you, Mario.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, it looks as though Mario Andretti is going to be the man to beat again this year. However, A.J. Foyt became a factor for a while, and as the year progresses, he could become a real threat. Now back to you, Chris.
Right you are, Roger, and Mario picked up around $10,000 for the day's work. Incidentally, this has been Mario's third victory of the year, and Wide World of Sports has been on hand for all three. The Daytona 500 stock car race, the 12-hour road race at Sebring, both in Florida, and now here at Trenton, New Jersey. Well, this is Chris Economaki along with Roger Ward saying so long from the Trenton Speedway and returning you now to Jim McKay.
So ends the first 6 years of ABC's Wide World of Sports, about 1.5 million miles of travel and a lifetime supply of great sports memories.